Hey everybody, welcome to Peck Report. Glad to be talking with you again today. Well, a very interesting development has come into the world of science, but might actually have very interesting spiritual implications. Has the all-important boundary where Jesus beheld Satan fall like lightning actually been discovered? This, what's called an important KT terrestrial boundary. Is this the point where Satan fell? Is this the point? Is this the boundary between between the spiritual world and the physical world? When Satan fell like lightning, something weird at this incredible dinosaur graveyard has been raising eyebrows in the paleontology world, and this has to do with the death of the dinosaurs, the fall of Lucifer, fall of Satan, and so much more. So all of this and more coming up on Peck Report. All right. Well, it is good to be talking to you again today. I hope you're having a great day. So Fox News recently reported on this, this dinosaur graveyard where there's something weird that's raising eyebrows in the paleontology world. And there's an aspect of this we've talked about before, but how spiritual things can have physical consequences. There's a lot of things that happen in the physical world that we think is the cause, but might actually be the effect. So we're going to get a little bit into that because it might have to do with the fall of Satan. Now, for some, This thing is the find of the century, but for others it doesn't quite add up, at least not yet. So scientists are still confused about this. So there's an extraordinary site discovered in North Dakota in the U.S., and it's said to be home to a treasure trove of fossils, which show a meteor impact 66 million years ago that generated a tsunami-like wave in an inland sea that killed and buried fish, mammals, insects, and a dinosaur. So this event apparently created a fossilized graveyard that's preserved ancient animals and debris from the space rock that give insight into what was going on in the minutes and hours after, arguably, the most important mass extinction event in Earth's history. Now, of course, we as Christians have a lot of different ideas about what killed the dinosaurs. Some more old Earth types will believe the asteroid thing typically. Some young Earth creationists believe that it was the flood. And then we have a lot of varying degrees of interpretation in between. Now, a paleontologist named Robert De Palma, a doctrinal student at the University of Kansas, has been working at this site with his team since 2013. And although simplified, the above theory is how he has come to understand the life-changing site that he stumbled upon. So he believes after finding a diverse bed of fossils and tektites, which are they're gravel-sized bodies that are formed from terrestrial debris ejected during meteorite impacts, he's discovered a site that represents the all-important KT, or KPG, boundary. This is the terrestrial layer that separates the Cretaceous and the Paleogene, or Paleogene period. So, and we'll talk about what that might have to do with the boundary between spirituality and physicality, between Lucifer's fall. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But Mr. De Palma told Berkeley News, quote, "This is the first mass death assemblage of large organisms anyone has found associated with the KT boundary. At no other KT boundary section on Earth can you find such a collection consisting of a large number of species representing different ages of organisms and different stages of life, all of which died at the same time on the same day." So according to him, that includes a number of dinosaur remains. So in other words, almost incontrovertible proof that dinosaurs went extinct due to ecological fallout from an asteroid impact. That's important when we think of the fall of Lucifer, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But what's shaping up to be one of the biggest paleontology stories of the century was sparked by a widely shared New Yorker article titled "The Day the Dinosaurs Died," filled with a number of incredible claims. But it preceded a research paper published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, or PNAS, that didn't quite live up to the hype paved by the magazine. So digs like this are funded by museums, universities, even governments, but due to the exorbitant amount of money that can be at stake when it comes to fossil collections, there is also a private industry that exists around digs. So in this case, Mr. De Palma has reached an undisclosed commercial deal with a rancher who owns the land where the site is and has kept his discovery very close to the vest for the past 5 years. So that New Yorker article, which is as much a profile on the 37-year-old Mr. De Palma as it is on the dig site, paints the picture of a site that is the Holy Grail and more of a more of the paleontology world, excuse me. But few people have actually seen the hollowed chalice, so to speak. You know, so Purdue University geophysicist and impact expert Dr. Jay Maloche, who wasn't part of the research but edited the paper, called it the discovery of the century for the field. But there are others that have raised questions about why such incredible claims have been aired out in the media, but not in the academic world. So Dr. Stephen Brusati, a paleontologist at University of Edinburgh, and author of The Rise and Fall of the Dinosaurs, is among those that have questions about the extraordinary claims made by the team that have, until now, quietly presided over the site. So he wrote on Twitter, quote, "This is an awesome site, but I don't see any evidence for dinosaur graveyard. Something is weird," end quote. Now, in an email to news.com.au, he said he was, quote, "very excited about this discovery," end quote, but noted aside from a single partial dinosaur hip bone mentioned in the paper, ideas of a dinosaur graveyard being reported in the media lack any real evidence so far. So he said, quote, "The New Yorker article reports a dinosaur graveyard with bones of many types of dinosaurs, along with feathers, eggs, and even embryos. I'm afraid there just isn't any evidence aside from a single partial bone for me or other dinosaur paleontologists to assess right now," end quote. Now, before we continue, and before we talk about the fall of Lucifer and everything that connects with that and the dinosaurs, I have got to tell you about this amazing company, CBD Pure CBD Pets. Now, you probably, if you're a user of CBD oil, then you know what it's like to not find a good vendor. You know, you take a chance, you buy something, it turns out to be garbage, but you can't get your money back, and now you're stuck with it. You know, you may as well just throw a few 20s down the drain. But that's not the case anymore. CBD Pure, CBD Pets, not only do they scientifically test every batch and offer you the results, it's through a third-party independent facility, so you know that you're getting the right results, to make sure that it's non-GMO, pesticide-free, totally pure, organic. But they also have a money-back guarantee, so there really is no risk. Here's what it looks like. This is my bottle of CBD Pure. This is the 600. I like this stuff a lot. And so it's really great. You'll want to check it out, and there's no risk to you at all. So if you suffer from anxiety or chronic pain or something like that, I've heard a lot of good anecdotal evidence from people saying that they've been helped immensely by this stuff. So make sure to check that out. Go in the links in the description below to buy this stuff now. Or go to joshpackdisclosure.com, and while you're there, check out Coastline Kratom. They also offer a money-back guarantee. If you take Kratom as I do, I take it every day. I take it 2 times a day, sometimes 3, depending how bad my level of chronic pain is on that day. But I take it every day, and it's giving me my life back. I don't have to be on narcotics. It's great. They also offer a money-back guarantee. It's the highest quality kratom that you'll find online right now. And they also offer a wide range of different strains and different intensities, so you can find out what works best for you. I suggest getting the Ultra Enhanced Beginner's Pack, because then you can start off small, and you can work your way up and just see what works best for you. Now, with Coastline Kratom, you do have to set up a Zelle Pay account, but don't worry. It's very easy. It only takes a minute. And that way you can do it right on their website. They guide you through it. Super easy, and then you can get whatever you want. So I suggest that you check that out. Go to joshpackdisclosure.com for the banner, or just click in the links in the description below. All right, so Dr. Brusati, he is widely recognized as one of the leading paleontologists of his generation. He's written over 100 peer-reviewed scientific papers during his decade of research in the field, and he's also named and described more than 10 new species of dinosaurs. So he finds it strange that many of Dr. De Palma's claims presented in the media were not mentioned in the PNAS journal article. So the New Yorker piece reports about long feathers found at the site, which De Palma is convinced are dinosaur feathers, the bone remains of a mammal distantly related to primates, and signs of what he believes was an ancient burrowing mammal. So Dr. Prasadi says, quote, lots of stuff in the New Yorker article is completely absent from the paper. The geology is very credible, but there isn't enough evidence yet to assess the dinosaur aspect of the story, end quote. Brian Switwek is, or Switek, excuse me, is a science writer who specializes in paleontology and the author of My Beloved Brontosaurus, On the Road with Old Bones, New Science and Our Favorite Dinosaurs. He also finds it odd that such a high level of secrecy has been maintained around the site while only some details have been included in the peer-reviewed journal. You know, this is we see this a lot in science. We see this kind of back and forth. You know, we don't know what's really true, what's really real. But it's interesting that this has to do with something that might connect with the fall of Satan. You know, all this secrecy, all these lies being told, all these half-truths being told. And it might have something to do with the fall of Satan. He says, quote, I do think it's strange if so much preliminary work was done and they are certain the finds in the New Yorker article are part of the same bone bed that those fossils were not mentioned even in passing, end quote. He told that to news.com.au. So it's typical practice for paleontologists to compile faunal lists of species present at a dig site. And he was surprised that one was not provided in the paper. So Dr. DePalma and his team have cited concerns around poaching for not opening the site up to many other researchers, something which does reportedly happen in the field, but Switek said such an argument doesn't hold water in professional paleontology. So he said, quote, the locality information and details should be shared with other professionals who wish to investigate, assist, or otherwise research this site in accordance with the basic ethics of science, end quote. Now, the hype around the site, largely produced by the New Yorker article, has left a lot of people scratching their heads, particularly because of the mismatch of claims in the story versus the evidence in the paper. Now, Mr. DePalma was unable to be reached for a comment, according to Fox News, but has reportedly said more research papers pertaining to the site are on the way. At least one thing is for certain, as Mr. DePalma's thesis advisor at Kansas University said, the site will keep specialists busy for at least half a century. And as Dr. Prasadi told news.com.au, quote, it would be awesome if it's all true, end quote. So you can find that original story at news.com.au, or you can go to Fox News because they reported on it as well. Sorry, I have a, if you're watching the video, it's a little shaky here. But so all that said, this does connect, this whole idea. Why does this keep getting brought up again and again, especially this KT boundary? Is that the time, is that boundary, is that the time when Lucifer fell? Is that the time when Satan fell? Now, Jesus described this event, but, you know, there's some contention on what Jesus was talking about. Some say that, well, the falling of Satan was something that was happening at that time. So now the disciples were able to command demons and get demons out of people because Satan has now fallen. And then others say that it was actually a call to a past event, which you know, Satan fell and Jesus certainly would have witnessed that as well. So there's contention on what exactly that means, but there's this idea that the death of the dinosaurs, the extinction of the dinosaurs, is linked with the fall of Satan. The short story is when something occurs on a spiritual scale, that's the cause. The effect, we see it on the physical scale. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but you know what's coming. It's time. You must become a member. I know, I'm terrible. But for as little as $10 a month or $100 a year, you can become a member at Josh Peck Disclosure. It's going to be called Daily Renegade very soon. I already bought the domain name. Everything is getting set up because we're going to be bringing more shows onto this platform. But for now, just go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, become a member, or you can click on the links in the description below. $10 a month or $100 a year, that is the better deal because then you get 2 months for free and you only got to pay it once and you don't have to worry about it for a whole other year. So that's the better deal. But you get full versions of Peck Reports where when we talk about controversial stuff like the fall of Satan and what all that entails, when we talk about that, it won't be censored on the Josh Peck Disclosure, soon-to-be Daily Renegade platform. It's not going to be censored there. So you can get the full versions of Peck Reports. You can get the full archived versions of Peck Underground Church, which we still do. If you miss the live stream, if you miss the live streams of these things, we're still doing them. So you probably missed quite a bit. You can go back in the archives and watch everything that you missed. And there's even exclusive videos that you have never seen on YouTube or anywhere else because YouTube won't allow it. It's too controversial. It's too Christian. It's too controversial to their worldview. So because of that, that's why we're doing this membership thing. It's a great deal, and you also get to take part in the free message board. So you'll be able to talk to me directly. You'll be able to ask me questions. If your question is something that would make a good Peck report, I'll dedicate a whole Peck report to your question. I've done it before, and I'm happy to do it again. And you can have fellowship with one another too. You can talk about anything you want. It's free. It's for you. It's the message board for members only. So you get to take part in all of that. Now, I am offering something else. If you just can't afford a membership, there is another way you can get a membership for free. If you contribute to the ministry with your skills instead of your money, with your skills specifically in writing, you can earn a free membership. So, if you want to write articles for our JPD News Watch, if you want to write articles for the website for what's going to be called Daily Renegade, if you want to write articles. Anybody who contributes to the website gets a free membership. So here's what you do. Email me at joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com and send me a 2,000 or more word article, topic of your choice. Do not ask me to assign you a topic. I'm not going to do it. If you ask me that, I'll probably not reply to you. I want to know if you know this audience. So I'm not going to assign topics. I don't do it for any of my writers. I don't have time to do it. I want writers who know the audience and can write. So write a 2,000 or word more article or 2,000 words or more article, any topic of your choice that you believe will resonate well with this audience. Send it to me so I can see if you have some writing skills and so I can see if you have a good gauge of the audience and what we're all about here. And if you're selected, your article will get published, and you can promote your own website on it. You can, your name will be on it, all that stuff. So you get free promotion as well, but you'll also get a free membership. So you're helping the ministry out. We want to be able to kick out a lot of articles. It helps grow the ministry. We want to be able to do that, but for that we need writers, and we're not at a place where we can afford to pay writers, but we can afford to give writers a membership to the website. So if you can't afford it, if you can't afford a membership, you can work it off by writing articles and getting yourself some things that you can add in your writing portfolio, or if you're interested in that, or just getting yourself some more promotion, or just getting, learning a new skill, right? Writing is a good skill to have. So you can do all that. That email again is joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com. Email me your article, and I'd love to read it over and see what you got. Okay, so for the rest of this video, you got to go become a member. If you are a member, just hang tight and we'll continue on. So for YouTube and everybody, all other free platforms, thank you so much. We'll see you later. Don't forget to subscribe, click the bell, and leave a comment. I'd love to know what you think. Take care and God bless. Okay, so for members only. Now, we've talked about this before, but there is this idea of physical things having spiritual consequences, like the physical or spiritual things having physical consequences, excuse me. So something happens in the spirit realm, and then we get to witness the effect. But a lot of times we think the effect is the cause. So there's this really interesting idea that for one thing, we know that there are right now, according to the Bible, there are four cherubim that surround the throne of God. There's an idea that there used to be a fifth, and that fifth was Satan. Because, when you look at it, all the animals represented in their faces. You have land animals, you have birds, you even have mankind. You have every animal represented in the faces of the four cherubim, except reptiles or like aquatic amphibious reptiles. I actually think that's part of why in Revelation the three spirits were the spirits of frogs. They said they looked like frogs. So a frog is a perfect land and water type of animal, which I think shows the connection between Behemoth and Leviathan, and we can talk about that a little bit too. But there's this idea that there was a fifth one. That fifth one was, the serpent, let's say, or the Nakash, or Satan, Lucifer, possibly Leviathan, Behemoth. It's hard to tell how many of these entities are the same being and how many are separate. But let's just say, for lack of a better word, Satan. So in the past, he was one of the throne guardians, but he rebelled. He fell. You know, angels have free choice too. Now the idea goes that when he fell, that happened. You know, he fell spiritually. He fell, but then there was a physical consequence of that. You could think of it as a judgment, but it was like a physical consequence, and that meant that all of the animals that this being represented, at least the most powerful of them, died. So when Satan fell, literally an asteroid also fell as you know, it's like something happens in the spirit realm and it ripples out into physical reality, and it gets turned. It's like a signal that gets turned into a message. So the asteroid fell and landed to Earth and killed off the dinosaurs because those were the beings that this fifth angel would have represented. And so that's kind of how that idea that's how that idea goes. So we would assume if it was, say, the lion-headed one that would have fell, or like the land beast one or whatever that would have fell, that something would have happened to kill off lions and tigers and powerful felines, and then we might be left with, like, you know, cats or something like that. Because we still do have like alligators and frogs, but that is like nothing compared to what the dinosaurs were. So that's how that idea goes. And I think there's actually something to that. I think that there's a lot of times that we see physical things happen. You know, maybe we get some chaos in our lives. You know, something bad happens in our lives, and we don't tend to think of the spiritual cause behind that. We don't tend to think of the chaos dragon of Leviathan, or even the land chaos monster of Behemoth. We don't tend to think of these symbols because it's not really in our culture anymore. Although it was all over in the culture of the ancients in the ancient Near East. But when we start thinking of that, then it gives us more perspective, and it teaches us that, you know what? Ephesians 6 tells us who our enemy is. So other people aren't the enemy, but we also know that we have access to the authority of Jesus over these things. You know, we can cast out demons, and we have access to Jesus' authority because he is the king. Ultimately, Jesus is in control. God is in control. So even if the enemy brings some chaos into our lives, even something as massive as an asteroid strikes the earth and kills all the dinosaurs, and we have Wormwood in Revelation, where Wormwood comes crashing down and poisons a third of the water. And again, it says a star fell from heaven. It's an angel. We actually see an angel falling from heaven. But we see two things. We see the spiritual side of that, which is the fallen angel, but we also see the physical side of that, which is this thing, this physical thing, whether it's an asteroid or what, you know, I don't know, but it's something that falls and it poisons the waters. So we see a spiritual cause and a physical effect. I think that's a lot of what life is. I think that's a lot of what physical life is. You know, we hear about the power of life and death are in the tongue. You know, the things that we say are a reflection of what's in our spirit. What's in our spirit can definitely affect physical life. It can affect our well-being. It can affect our health. You know, we can in a, I don't take it as far as some people do with this stuff, but you know, because somebody will say, you know, I will say we can speak curses into our lives, definitely. But I take it as, you know, if you have a negative attitude, you're just going to feel lousy. And that can affect you. That stress and that depression can absolutely affect your physical health. I don't take it as far as some people do. Like I used to, when I would talk about my bone disease, I have a bone disease called Trevor's disease. And when I talk about it, I say my bone disease because it's my bone disease. It's a bone disease that is inside of my body. And you know, but I sometimes get some Christians that say, don't take ownership of that. Don't say my. Don't call it my. You're just making it so it'll never go away. You're owning it. It's like, no, I'm not. That's not what's going on. It's just a grammatical thing, you know. Now what would be taking ownership of it is if I let it run my life. If I let this bone disease run my life. And if I started acting in a way where I was a victim, where I didn't overcome it, where I thought about nothing but that, I let it change me for the worse as a person. You know, due to the bone disease, there are some limitations. Like I can't drive, for one. I can't physically drive. Well, technically I can. It's not very safe for me to do so. But so there are limitations. But it doesn't run my life. It doesn't define me as a person. I don't use that ever as an excuse to not become a better person. I don't fall back on that and say, well, you know, life sucks. It's all just worthless because I have a bone disease that causes me pain every day. No, instead, I take some Kratom and then I feel good enough to get through the day, and then it's fine. So even when chaos comes into our lives, we have to remember that Jesus Christ is still on the throne. He is still the king. He is the one that we should be looking to. We should look past the chaos and to Jesus Christ. Because again, he's the author. He's the one that gives us salvation. And ultimately everything's going to be okay. There is a restoration coming. So even with the fall of Satan, even with the dinosaurs being killed off, and even later on with a third of the waters being poisoned, ultimately Christ is returning. Christ is returning, so it's all going to be okay. All right, everybody. Well, I thank you so much for your membership. Thank you for joining me on this Peck Report. You know what? I was originally just going to cut off the video, but I felt really good about how that ended, and I don't want to deprive people of that if I can. I might just make this another audio-only version. So, because, you know, I wasn't going to do that because, as you members know, I try to... I want you guys to have exclusive content, but I don't like having the exclusive content being something like a Bible study or something that's Christ-centered or something that can, I mean, it's all Christ-centered, but something that can actually encourage somebody going through their day. And I think somebody out there who might not be a member might need to hear that. So I think I'm going to actually make this an audio-only video again. So that being said, you know, everybody who's listening, if you can, you want to be a member, go click on the link in the description below, or go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and be a member, because there are full videos with this. All right. Well, I hope that has encouraged you. I hope that's blessed you. This is, it's certainly a blessing for me every time I get to do this and talk to you guys, because I need the fellowship too. And I love it. But I hope that was able to help. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your membership if you are a member. Thank you if you're not a member. Thank you for listening and for subscribing, for clicking on the bell, for leaving a comment, all of that stuff. I'd love to know what you think. So let me know. All right. Thank you, everybody. Take care and God bless.